For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Tuesday of Week 8 of the Eagles' 2024 season. They are about to get ready for the Cincinnati Bengals, who they visit on Sunday. I'm Dave Uram from KYW with the Pro Football Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. Merrill, yesterday Nick Sirianni holding his Monday video conference. What stood out to you from that session?
Well, the whole tone this week has changed. There was a very upbeat feeling. You know how last week was after the win, that didn't feel like a win to a lot of people over Cleveland and the stuff about Nick talking to the crowd. This week, it was all very, very upbeat for the most part, and there were a lot of positive things to go over. For example, the Eagles now have more plays of 40 yards or more than any team in the NFL. Explosive plays are actually considered 20 yards or more, and Nick talked about it as great to have that at your disposal.
At the same time, no turnovers the past couple of weeks, Merrill, which is obviously a good thing for the Eagles.
That is big. That is big because that was one of the problems early. The Eagles have cleaned a lot of things up. And Nick said that a lot of elements went into that. He said they harp on how the ball is carried. At practice, they try to simulate game situations. And for Jalen Hurts, it is taking care of the ball while he goes through his reads. So that is a big plus.
I want to ask this follow-up to you real quick, because I know Mike Quick, your broadcast partner, was bringing this up a couple of times when things weren't going too well for the Eagles offense the other day. Do you think Jalen is holding on to the ball a little bit too long at times?
I have no problem with Jalen is doing over the last 2 weeks. He has been absolutely outstanding. When you're a gifted quarterback like a Jalen Hurts, like a Patrick Mahomes, one of the guys with that type of athleticism, you are going to hold it a little bit too long at times because you have that escapability and you want to stay there and hang in there and try to make a play. Does he occasionally? I think every quarterback does occasionally. But as far as Jalen Hurts is concerned, a quarterback rating of over 126 a week ago and over 119 this week, that's great football.
That speaks for itself. Another thing that Nick talked about yesterday, and if you love the Eagles, I don't know how you can't be excited about these two players. Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean, the rookie defensive backs. Merrill, they're holding their own so far this season.
Well, they're doing better than that. He praised them. That's draft pick number one, Quinyon Mitchell. Draft pick number two, Cooper DeJean, and both are outstanding. He said as far as Quinyon Mitchell, from the day he arrived, nothing fazes him. And DeJean is just starting to become a starter at the nickel spot, and he has had two good games in a row.
Jordan Davis, he only played 12 snaps against the Giants, and that seems really low for somebody who the Eagles used a first-round pick on in 2022. Merrill, what did Nick have to say about Jordan Davis's playing time?
He said he can still be a three-down guy. It is just the flow of the game, and the Giants were throwing the football so much to try to catch up. It's just the way that game went.
I was really happy, and I think everybody was really happy, you know, just from a human standpoint, to see Sidney Brown back on the field on Sunday, making plays on Sunday at the same place where he had his ACL injury just in January. Merrill, what did Nick have to say about the way Sidney Brown played in his return from injury?
Well, I think everybody in that organization loves Sidney Brown. He has so much energy and he has so much desire. And just to see him back there flying around on the field was just very, very encouraging. Just felt great to see. Now, this week, Sidney Brown is going to Cincinnati, where he's going to meet his brother, Chase Brown, his identical twin, who is the number one running back of the Bengals.
That's a really cool story. I know that he's going to get asked about that. He's already been asked about it a little bit, but he's going to get asked about that this week. That is a very, very cool story. And if just when you hear him talk about Chase, even if you're not familiar with their story, they're super tight. Like they talk all the time, Sidney says. Maybe not as much this week, but But that is really, really neat. That's a cool thing to see this upcoming weekend. Let's talk about something that wasn't that good for the Eagles the other day. They were 1-for-13 on third down. What was Sirianni's assessment of that?
He said that's the one thing that stands out that they must take care of. They must improve on third down conversions. Of course, in this team's case, they were very good on fourth downs where they used the tush push.
Monday Night Football, Merrill, there was a doubleheader. The one game that was not on traditional television was Cardinals-Chargers, in which Jonathan Gannon, his team won 17-15 on a walk-off field goal. Let's talk about Ravens-Buccaneers, though. 41-31 Ravens, 5-2. I think they've won 5 in a row. Buccaneers dropped to 4-3. Merrill, what was your take on that game before we talk about the really serious, unfortunate injury from that game?
Well, it was a back-and-forth game, but the injuries in that game, particularly the first one for Tampa Bay, limited what they were able to do. Early in the game, they lost Mike Evans, their best receiver. He went down first with a hamstring, came back into the game, and then went up for a pass that he was not able to haul in the end zone, came down awkwardly, and then injured that hamstring to a greater extent where he could hardly get off the field. So it looks like he's going to be out for a long time. And then late in the game, they lost Chris Godwin, the former Penn Stater. Chris Godwin appeared to have dislocated his ankle. There's no question that his season is over. So some terrible injuries this week all around the league.
That's really unfortunate what happened to Chris Godwin. Delaware native, he's about to be a free agent. It happened in the final minute or so of the game in which it was pretty clear that Baltimore was going to win. I know Todd Bowles took tons of questions about why Chris Godwin, an important player for the Bucs, was even in the game at that point. That is a debate this morning. But the bottom line is, it's just really unfortunate that Chris Godwin's season appears to be over. It's pretty clear that this is not a good injury as he was carted off the field. Really unfortunate for Chris Godwin, and wish him nothing but the best. And like you said, Merrill, a weekend where the fragility of football was pretty clear. Deshaun Watson, season-ending Achilles injury. Brandon Ayuk had an ACL injury with the 49ers. Merrill, the fragility of football on full display in Week 7 of the NFL.
Injuries changed this game dramatically from week to week. And that's why when Nick Sirianni in the fourth quarter and the Eagles leading 28-3 pulled guys, he did the right thing. He had everybody out of there. And that's what you've got to do. Build a lead and not have to have everybody playing down to the very final gun.
Well, today is the coordinator's turn to talk. Vic Fangio, Michael Clay, Kellen Moore. Merrill, I know that you will be tuned in to those, and we will talk about those tomorrow morning. That is the great Hall of Fame voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.